We are going to take a few moments before every class to just talk a little bit about the Sefirat HaOmer. So we have a little bit of information to focus on during the Sefirah. So today it's still Chesed Sheba Gvura. We started yesterday a new cycle, a new week, the week of Gvura, of judgments and severity. Yesterday was Chesed Sheba Gvura. Today, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be counting Gvura Sheba Gvura. So, since we still have a few more minutes for today, and not only that, the point is also to take from what we learn and apply it on a daily basis, not specifically on this day. We know, based on our teachings of our sages, that the right side is considered the one that brings closer, and the left side is the one who pushes away. Smol docha v'yamin mekarevet. This is what our sages teach us. Basically, the left side is what says no, and the right side is what says yes. This is how our sages explain both the right and the left side, which makes chesed the right side and gvura the left side. The gvura is to have the ability to negate and to say no and to stop. This is the point of Gvura. But the reason why Hashem gave us the power of Gvura is to be able to say no for something that is negative or something that will be a danger for me or for somebody else. This is why Hashem gave us the power of Gvura. Really, the Hashem, Lashem HaGvura. So we know that Hashem is the one who has the Gvura. He created in the beginning of the world, He created the world with Gvura. But then he saw that the world will not sustain just from Gvura, and he added some chesed in it. But nevertheless, Hashem gave us the ability to apply Gvura only to be able to know when I have to say no, when I'm stopping, when I'm negating, when I'm, stopping something from affecting me in a negative way or affecting anybody around me that will also need to be, so to say, saved from something bad. Now, the reason why I would stop myself or you from something bad is only to make it better for you. So if you had today, because we can have chametz, you had today 17 rogelachs, then when you say no, that's enough. After the 17th cupcake, it's enough. I'm saying no to stop you from something bad happening to you. This is just one example out of many. But the point is that I need to know how to apply the no, the gvura, the cutting it, only in order to lehativli, in order to it will be better for me and for somebody else. Now, how do we take the chesed sheba gvura? If you really love something, or if you really love somebody, you need to know when you have to say no. If you have kids, you love them dearly, but you need to know when is no, when is enough. And it can be with many other examples. But if you really love somebody, you want to, at some point, stop from something of having too much. If you don't care about something, I don't care. Then you don't care if the person has more or less. But really, when you know deep down inside that you love something or somebody, then you also have the ability to know when to say no and that you need to say no. It can be to yourself and it can be to another person. You can also need to know when to say to yourself no. I'm always giving the same example with the rogelach because I don't want to go to other examples that chas v'shalom will put somebody to shame or maybe somebody will get hurt. But I'm joking with the rogelach. Rogelach is these little cookies that because everybody has a sweet tooth and they like the 17th bar of chocolate. So I need to know also when to say to myself no. And it can be with food, it can be with any other things that is permitted. And chas v'shalom, of course, with something that is not permitted, I need to know when to stop myself. Now, I need to know how to create borders. If my life doesn't have borders, I will never be successful, I will never grow, I will never be content, I will never be satisfied. Nothing positive will happen in my life if I don't know how to set borders. And not only that, it's not only setting to myself borders, it's to my loved ones. Even with relationships, there should be borders. What are the borders that are being crossed? What are the borders that are not being crossed? And when I set borders, I create the right vessel to hold love. If there's not going to be borders, then the love will not be contained the right way. If I put borders to my kids or borders in my relationships, and I have, of course, I'm talking about healthy borders, not overpowering somebody or trying to control somebody. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about putting the right border. This is a very healthy thing. You live with a wife or a husband for the rest of your life. There's not going to be borders. There's going to be chaos in that house. Has to be borders. This is your drawer and this is my drawer. And when it's time to share, we share. When it's time not to share, we don't share. But when I actually put borders, I'm making a vessel, a healthy vessel, to hold the love the right way. This is the Chesed Shebagvura, creating borders in the, sorry, creating a vessel for love in the borders. Something practically, I mean, we like taking everything that we learn practically. If you're not taking notes, it's your loss. But if you can, if you're not taking loss, you can find the videos online to reiterate what we're learning. And the point is to take what you're learning and to apply it. If you're taking it and comes in from one direction, goes to the other direction, besides warming chairs, there's not much going on. So you want to apply it. But practically saying, I want to find somebody that is in my, so to say, close circle. My parents, my kids, my friends, my fellow friends to the congregation, whatever it is, somebody around me, not strangers. But that in that relationship, I'm supposed to be the more mature one. And it can be even my customers, and it can be my students, and it can be many other variations. But in some relationships, I'm the mature one. I have to act as the mature. And some relationships, I'm the one who's being taught, led, and instructed. But I want to find these relationships that I'm supposed to be the mature one and to apply the no at the right time. Easiest to do is when you have kids, when you have employees, when you have students, or when you have a friend. And you know, even with friendship, one can be the adult in different situations. And I need to know when and how to apply the no in the right time, and not to be afraid that the other side will judge me the wrong way, be afraid, be angry, will be upset at me, because a healthy relationship comes with borders. You can't have broken borders. Now look at Gaza. They have broken borders and they have 20,000 people there burning rubber wheels. This is because there's no borders. If there would be borders, they wouldn't be burning anything. So our borders are open. So you see, there's no control. Very simple. Now, tonight we're going to be counting Gvura Shebagvura, which sounds very, very negative. Up until now, what we talked about was Chesed Shebagvura, the love within the restriction. But tonight we're going to be counting Gvura Shebagvura, which again sounds very, very, very severe, but it's not. It's actually not at all. There is a story when Yeshua entered the land of Israel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can find it in the book of Yeshua, Joshua. I'm talking about Yeshua, Moshe's servant, not Yeshua that some people think. I'm referring to somebody else. Baruch Hashem, we have many followers that watch the videos online, and sometimes when I mention the name Yeshua, which I mean the servant of Moshe, they think, ooh, the rabbi's talking about Yeshua. So I'm not talking about this guy. I'm talking about the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, without offending anybody. But Yeshua ben Nun, of course. I'm not talking about Yeshua, the other Yeshua, the people... yeah. But nevertheless, in the book of Yeshua, Yeshua bin Nun, the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he took the nation of Israel into Israel and he had to fight some wars, there's a certain saying that is repeated over and over by Hashem to Yeshua, and he kept telling him, Chazak ve'ematz, Chazak ve'ematz. Be strong and brave. And what does that mean? That you have to be brave when to be strong. Because sometimes it's time for you to be strong, and you know, you don't have the bravery to do that. What will he say? How would he react? What would be the reaction? What would be the result? And in the simple words of saying it, you chicken out. And you know, it's not the right thing. You need to know when to say the no, when to be strong, but you need bravery for that. Now, this can be between me and another person, when another person is climbing all over me, There are many relationships that some people are very controlling, and they just, maybe I'm using the translation from Hebrew, to climb over you. This is how you say in Hebrew, letapes alecha. Maybe in English it doesn't sound correct.
Step all over you.
Yeah? So in English you would say step all over you. Some relationships people try to step all over you, and you need to know when to say no. This is not right. I'm not a mat. You can't step all over me, and you need courage for that. Now this is one example out of many. How about the times that the Yetzer Hara is stepping all over you, and he's leading you like a little baby with a lollipop? Here, come. I have something yummy for you, and you just you go after the lust. I need to have omits. I have to have bravery to know when to say even to the Yetzer Hara no to my own desires. Usually, I know it sounds not nice to say, but sometimes we chicken out to our own inclination. I don't have bravery to say, no, I'm not doing this. This is not what I want. So I need to know how to subdue the bad. The bad can come from somebody around me. I see that somebody is hurting me in any type of a way, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. I need to know when to subdue it. I need to know when to say, excuse me, this is not what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in somebody stepping over me. And most people are very, very weak in that respect, especially when it's coming from a relative. You see that many times with parents. The parents are overpowering and controlling an individual, and the parent can be when you are 50. The parent is still your parent, and they try to step all over you. You need courage to say, no, this is not acceptable. I understand you are my parent. I understand you are my friend or my wife or whatever it is, but there's a place where you cut the border. And for that, you need omits. You need bravery. And I need to know how to subdue the bad, especially within me. But I have a lot of bad in me. I'm talking about myself. I can't talk in your name, but I have a lot of bad in me. Maybe you too, I don't know. Last I checked, we're all equal in that respect. We have a lot of bad in us. We desire bad things. We behave in a bad way. We see things in a bad way. Our thoughts, our emotions, our speech, and so forth. I need to know how to subdue that bad. And in order to subdue that bad, I need to have gvura. But in order to have the ability of doing it, I need bravery for this gvura, and this is called gvura sheba gvura. That's where our sages say, "Ezu a gibor a koveshet itzro." Who is the hero? A gibor is like a hero or a champion or more like a hero. Who's a gibor? The one who can conquer his yetzer, his desire and his lust. It's called a gibor. So gibor comes from the word gvura. I need to know how to overpower. And needless to know, I need to know when to use this gvura. Some people are too much gvura. You say the wrong word, right away there'll be a slap, there'll be a punch, there'll be a reaction, a sharp word or a very hurtful reaction. You need to know how to use the gvura. And in most cases, when I feel that I would lose something out here, then I'm afraid to use the gvura. I'm afraid to lose a relationship, I'm afraid to lose whether it could be a business deal or whatever it is, but I need to have bravery for that, whether it's between me and another person or between me and myself and my Yetzer Hara. Practically saying, I need to gather a lot of courage. And courage is a very, very hard thing to do, because courage comes from very deep within us. Most people don't have courage. Some people do. They'll jump bungee, they'll go skydiving, they'll swim with sharks and so forth. You need courage for that. Some people, when it comes to business, they're afraid to open a business because they don't have the courage. Some people won't approach the other gender because they don't have the courage. You need to know how to dig deep down inside of you to pull that courage out and to apply that to when it's time to be acting in gvura. And gvura and tokef. Tokef is assertiveness, if that's how you say it. That's how you say it, assertiveness. You have to know when to be assertive. Practically saying, you have to find a situation where you start working on the bravery. So I can give you one easy way to practice. It will be more applying to the ladies. Go to the mikveh of the Ari. You have to be brave to jump in there. 4 o'clock in the morning when the water is about ice cold, you need bravery. Some people I see just walking in. So some people, they put their foot in and so start doing that. And needless to say, I need to know when to apply omits and bravery in everything that I do. And tonight, I get the power for that. So when you're counting tonight, gvura sheba gvura, you have to have the intention and the desire that Hashem should give you the ability, the bravery is already there. Don't think that you need to acquire it. You need to pull it out. We're all brave. And the proof is that when a person is in a tight situation, suddenly you see the bravery comes out. So I just need to know how to pull it out from the depth of my neshama. And tonight I have the ability to focus on that and to be able to apply the bravery in the gevurah, in the severity. Zad Hashem, Hashem should make you very successful.